Assalamualaikum, tea besties, and welcome back to the Over Tea Podcast, where we slow down, sip with intention, and have conversations that bring us all together. I am Halima, and today in my cup is my 20% tea. 20% is an ode to my girls, the ones who pour into me when I feel like life is taking more than it's giving. They are the 20% that keeps me going when the other 80% of life feels like it's just too much. This blend is a medley of florals and fruits, and it reminds me of them. Soft yet strong, delicate yet unwavering, sweet but a little complex, and it serves as a reminder that even in the chaos, there's always something beautiful to hold on to. And today, I want to talk about how we can hold on to ourselves, how we can stay grounded when we feel like life is moving too fast, too loud, too heavy. For me, the key is knowing how to sustain and to navigate life's ebbs and flows without losing myself in the process, and that is absolutely a struggle sometimes. And right now, I feel like that's what a lot of us are struggling with. The world right now is loud, it is fast, it is relentless. It's so opinionated. Life is kind of like a little bit of a bully right now for a lot of us. In between the chaos online and just the pressures of like living in real life, it's so easy to feel like you're just trying to keep up, like literally trying to keep your head above water. So many of us are constantly measuring ourselves against the expectations that we've never even agreed to. But how often do we sit and pause and ask ourselves, am I moving in alignment with my own truth, or am I simply reacting to everything that's being thrown at me? It's like, are we playing dodgeball or what, sis? Like, what's going on? Really, what's going on? So I want to spend today talking about something we all need. It's how to remain firmly planted when life is feeling kind of overwhelming and all over the place. And it's interesting. Let's have a little story time. In my 20s, I didn't always have some of the awareness and intuitiveness that I have now. I used to experience seasonal depression, but it didn't look like what most people imagine when they hear the word depression. For me, it wasn't lying in bed all day or withdrawing from the world. For me specifically, it was an obsessive productivity. I felt like I had something to prove to myself, to the world. I low key, high key convinced myself that if I just work harder, I could push through whatever I was feeling. And that wasn't a solution. For a long time, I really did think it was helping me, though. I thought that this obsession with being productive, aka survival mode, was helping me, but I was burning myself. I was literally burning myself out and burning myself and calling it progress, which is delusional, okay? I didn't really realize until my early 30s that this just wasn't a sustainable cycle. Like it was borderline toxic. And truly, a lot of it I want to say was connected to the expectation that a lot of Black women have. I had to be strong. I had to endure. Rest was a luxury that I just couldn't afford with where I was at in life. Like, I felt like I was supposed to be super successful. 24 years old. Like, I have so many other things that I need to discover in life, but that's where I was. The irony is, though, I believe those years of like overproductivity affected me in a way because I can be the complete opposite of that now. Just the other day, I had one of those life moments where everything was coming at me fast and from every direction. I mean, I was getting so much feedback about what I should be doing and how I should be doing it. And I really just started to get overwhelmed and started questioning myself. And now, when I get overwhelmed, I shut down. I mean, productivity goes to zero. My creativity fades. It's like a block. And suddenly, the smallest tasks feel extremely daunting to me. But now, because of what I know about myself, I try to find balance by prioritizing slowing things down. You have to slow things down to speed things up. I truly believe that. And I know I'm not alone in this feeling. I know that I'm not alone in this feeling overwhelmed. So today, let's take a moment to reflect and really get into whether we're listening to ourselves or if we're just pushing through pain or ignoring our needs and calling it progress because we got that promotion or the business is successful. But are you really taking care of you? Are you really grounded? Are you really doing what's in alignment with your vision and your goals for your life? In my moment of slowing down, I actually went to check on my social and I came across this post from a family friend. Her name is Ambrosia. She's an artist from my hometown in Boston, and it was an illustration she created that read, "Home is within me." And when I read that, I exhaled because that is, it's like it's exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. It was a reminder to come back to myself. It was a reminder to recenter, to realign, and to stop letting the world pull me away from what I know to be true. Something about that phrase, I don't know, it's like it reached right into me and it just settled. It affirmed for me that grounding isn't about escaping a storm. It's about knowing you carry home within you. No matter where life takes you, no matter how uncertain things feel, you have to have this centering anchor within yourself, a place to return to no matter what, no matter where you are, because baby, life's turbulent winds and the expectations other people will put on you will sweep you away like a damsel in distress. And you have to be able to just say, no, I'm planted right here and this is where I'm at. But let me double back, right? There are so many of us, especially as Black women, who have been conditioned to believe that our worth is tied to our output. And that is a burden that we don't need to carry. I spent years believing that if I just worked harder, if I just pushed through, I could outwork any obstacle and outpace any doubt. And it's just not true. And at first, It did. It felt like strength or like resilience. But what I didn't realize was I was just overcompensating. Black women have always had to work twice as hard to get half as much. We build, we create, we hold everything together. How many of you have been told that you're the glue or that you're aunties or grandmas or moms are the glue of the family, and yet the recognition that we get comes in whispers, if it even comes at all. We are constantly asked to endure more, to carry more, to be more while still receiving so much less. And when the exhaustion settles in and when the weight becomes unbearable, we're just expected to keep going. Isn't that crazy? But at what cost do you keep going? How many times have you sacrificed your well-being, your peace, just to prove you're deserving of a space? How often do you push through this exhaustion and silence your own needs and suppress your own emotions because the world has told you that rest isn't a realistic option for you, and that you're strong enough to carry the weight of the world on your back and to do it with a smile and to be pleasant and to look good while doing it? I personally completely reject this narrative. I'm feminine, I'm soft, I'm regal, I'm delicate. But I'm also resilient and strategic, but I'm not carrying what doesn't belong to me. Grinding yourself into the ground is not a badge of honor. Productivity without purpose is just busyness, and busyness without alignment is just another form of escape. So that brings me to, how do we return to ourselves? Like, how do we come home? I'd love for you to reflect on wanting not to exist, but to truly be. Really carving out space to be intentional about what you want for yourself, what you want your life to feel like, and get deep into the details. Be vivid about your vision. My thing is, and this is me personally, and I'm going to share it with you because I believe this is ubiquitous for all of us. Before we can even get into the details and the vision, spiritual maintenance is everything. Staying connected to your Lord, making dua, being intentional with your prayers, doing the work spiritually, this is the foundation. You can try every grounding practice in the world. You can read every book that exists. But if you're disconnected from the one who created you, you will always feel like you're missing something. Get right with your Lord, and He will correct everything else. That's for me, and everything that I do is step number one. Spiritual maintenance is the first start of action, always, 100% of the time. Next, you got to interrogate the noise. We are constantly being shaped by what we consume, whether it's social media, really in any form, news, conversations, generational beliefs, family traditions, expectations of other people that are placed on us. But how much of that perspective is truly yours? The next time you feel strongly about something, like when you're scrolling and you have the urge to take action, or you're having a conversation and they give you person gives you advice based off of their perspective, even if it sounds good, even if it sounds like something that you should be doing, take a moment to reflect on if these courses of action are in alignment with who you are, your values, and your goals. Whether it's pressure to be more successful, whether it's the need to prove yourself, or even feeling guilty for resting. Really take a second and ask yourself, where did this belief come from? Is this truly something that resonates with me, or is this something that was placed on me? Because if it isn't yours, sis, you don't have to carry it. And number two, redefine productivity as presence. Be present in your life and be present in the decision making about your life. How engaged are you, or how engaged do you feel in your own life? Are you disassociating when things get overwhelming? Are you going into survival mode? Are you running on fumes? Are you just trying to get everything done without rest just so that you can feel like you can get it out the way? The next time you feel the urge to overwork or to push yourself beyond what is healthy, pause and ask yourself, am I being productive or am I performing productivity? Is what I'm doing actually moving me forward, or is it just keeping me occupied and distracted? Is this even helpful to me? These are all valid questions. Stop, pause, and ask. Really think about if the course of action and the decisions that you're making are in alignment with the woman that you're becoming or that you aspire to become, but excuse me, aspire to become. Because there is a difference between progress and distraction, and it is imperative that we learn to recognize that. Number three, honor your internal seasons. This is probably my favorite one. The last two are my favorite ones. Everything in nature has a cycle. You have seasons of growth and you have seasons of stillness. Yet, for some reason, we expect ourselves to be in constant motion, always producing, never pausing. And that's unsustainable. Like, you can't be in constant motion. What do you know in life that is in constant motion without reprieve? Don't resist your natural ebbs and flows. Honor them. Recognize that rest is not a sign of weakness, but it's a necessary part of the rhythm of your life. When you feel yourself slowing down, instead of forcing yourself to push through, take a moment to ask yourself, what season am I in right now? Are you in a season of growth? Are you in a season of stillness? And what does this moment require of me? And give yourself permission to move accordingly. The last one, number four, is to be still. When the world feels unstable, a great way to find clarity is to create inner stillness. Be still. This doesn't have to be a meditation. It doesn't have to be journaling. It can simply be a moment where you are fully with yourself. It can be a moment to breathe. All these apps that have these breathing apps, it can be a moment to just listen and to ask yourself, what do I need right now? Because that's where the answers live. Not in the noise, not in the expectations, but in the quiet of being still. So, my darlings, as you move through this week, I want you to hold on to this. You do not have to earn your rest. You do not have to prove your worth through exhaustion. You do not have to keep up with a world that is literally running itself into the ground. And like my good girl Ambrosia said, home is within you. And the more you return to yourself, the more you choose presence over performance and alignment over approval, the more you will realize that you were never lost to begin with. You were always here. You were always home. So sip slow, move with intention, and take good care of yourself this week. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. And reach out and let me know what you think. You can find me on the Instagram, OverT Podcast, and at my sister's house. Also, the website at mysistershouse.com and OverTPodcast.com. Until next time, I hope you have a fantastic and productive week. Assalamu alaikum.